RSM Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express on this Monday, the 17th of February, and they're racing at Ballina in New South Wales today. Howard Waltz has done the form. Good morning to you, Howard.
G'day, Gareth. We've got a heavy 10 at Ballina today, so we're looking for mudlarks.
Okay, mate, where do we start with your best bets?
Well, the best bet tracker on the program's race 3, number 5, Real Gent. This horse is originally from England, where he won on a heavy track. Since he's raced in Australia, he's had two more starts in the heavy, won them both. His latest at Graft, and he actually probably over-raced on the kid. He got out with a 10-length lead and was never in doubt. So Kyle Wilson-Taylor remains in the saddle. He looks like going straight to the front with the 3-kilo claim. He's got kilograms on him. He's got a track to suit. He really should lead all the way. And then in race number 6, I think number 11, Tiz Toby's probably worth a look at. He's had two starts from a spell. He strikes me as a horse that's getting fitter with racing. His most recent three starts in the wet have all been good. Second of 11, first of 10, second of 13. That latter was on a heavy 8 at Cough. So I think Tiz Toby gets his chance from a good barrier. Unfortunately, there's only 7 runners, because if there was 8, I'd be saying each way.
Okay.
As far as the quaddie goes, Gareth, this isn't so... Well, I'm going to say it's isn't so easy. Hopefully we get it, but I'm not sure if there's much value today. I'm going to suggest first leg 6-7 into 1-2-3 into 4-5-11. That's the leg where there's a little bit of value, and come home with 2-4.
All right, mate. Let's hope we can find a winner on that heavy track there at Ballina today. Thanks for that, Howard.
Good on you, Gareth.
There's Howard Walter looking at Ballina. Now they're racing at Newcastle today in New South Wales as well. Kevin Casey's done the form. Good morning, Kev.
G'day, Gareth.
Do you like this card?
Yeah, I don't mind it, actually. We're back on the Beaumont circuit, first time since Boxing Day. And, yeah, look, there's some attraction to this program for sure. I picked out a couple here. We go to race 6 for our first of the specials. Number 2, Reveal the Magic, is a Magic Albert 3-year-old who's come back well. Clearly he's placing, went to the break on a placing, he's come back and placed all 3. Look, he gave the winner 4.5 kilos last time. This horse called Cafe Royal, who's won 3 straight. Today gets a claim, comes back in under down to 59.5. It's not a bad weight for him at this level, and I like how he sets up here in run as well. So pretty keen on him. Race 6, number 2, he's not the favourite in the race. You're looking at the toppy there. We'll watch the market with him. He's off a long break. He's the favourite in race 6. For race 6, number 2, let's rewind back to race 1 for the other one. Again, not the favourite, but number 6, Gypsy Queen, I think is really well suited here. She's come back well. I know she's only won 1 from, I think it's 16 overall, but she's clearly, after covering ground first up, each run since then has been very, very good. She's put a bit of riding on the wall. We lose some speed from this race. She can set up nice and handy and will be very, very tough to beat today, I reckon. She's there about second favourite. Well, there's even 2 ahead of her in the market. I'm pretty keen that she gets her second win on the board out of a race with some winning form from it as well. So race 1, number 6, and race 6, number 2, the 2 specials today. I don't mind today's quaddie. $72 is the spend, but we might turn a reasonable sort of dividend. Could imagine, you know, there's a $500, $600, $700 dividend if the right numbers land. So first leg we're going 4-6-10 into 1-12. Third leg is 1-2-3-8, and we're home with 4-6-9 in the quaddy.
Thanks for that, Kev. Good luck there.
Very
at
good.
Newcastle.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Kevin Casey there with his expert selections at Newcastle today. Bjorn Baker's in form at the moment with his stable. He's got a couple of nice chances there on the Beaumont track at Newcastle. And Bjorn joins us now. Good morning, Bjorn.
Good morning.
Mate, Red Gina goes around in the opening race. This Scalloper looks pretty tough to beat as well after a good placing there the other day at Bathurst.
Yeah, I still think he thought he had won. I must say he got beaten on the line. But he's going well. 13.50 should suit. And he's rock hard fit.
And what about Entitlement in the last race? Brandon Lorena takes the ride, and this horse hasn't been far away its last couple.
Yeah, I thought it was a good run last time. Big drop in grade, so I think he'll be competitive. He'll be up on speed and hopefully tough to run down.
All right, then. What's your best chance out of those two there today, Bjorn?
Oh, I think they're both good chances, but probably lean towards Regina.
Okay, in race number three. Well done, mate. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
There's Bjorn Baker there. Okay, racing at Gatton in Queensland. Chris Nelson's done the form for us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your specials?
We start with race five, number three. Now, these are all good odds today, so hopefully we can get a nice result. Tactical Manoeuvre. She's a mare that's had three runs back for a break. She generally takes a bit of time, but I think she'll start to hit her straps now. Her third at Toowoomba last time out, she hit the line well over 1850. I think the 2000 will certainly suit her, and the soft track is something she loves. She's never won a race in 25 goes on good ground. All her wins and placings basically have come on soft and heavy going. So I think she's nicely placed here today. Tactical Manoeuvre she'll be running on very strongly. We go to race number six, horse number four, Me Mum's Foxy. Comes off a win at Kilcoy last time out over 1,200 metres. Always strong to the line, this mare. She steps to 1,400 metres today. She'll be able to take up a position reasonably close to the lead, and you need to do that at Gatton. And as we know, she'll finish off late. So I think she'll be in the right spot, and she'll be strong at the end. Race six, number four, Me Mum's Foxy. Then we go to race eight, horse number seven. This one's at good odds, around $7 or $10 last time I checked. And that was number seven, Hidden Action. Now, Hidden Action's only won one of 24, but I haven't minded the last two runs at Dalby and Toowoomba. It was 1,400 at Dalby running fourth, back to the 1,000 at Toowoomba running on strongly for a third. It's 1,200 metres here today, down in the weights with the claim and an inside draw. It'll get every single opportunity here, so a good bet each way in the last. Is race eight, number seven, Hidden Action.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks for that, mate. What about Aquati? Yes, please.
Aquati first leg, 1, 2, 3, and 6. Second leg, 3 and 4. Third leg, 1, 6, 8, and 9, and we'll come home with numbers 4 and 7.
Good on you, Chris. Good punting at Gatton today.
Thanks, Gareth.
Harness racing, two meetings in Victoria today. The first one is at Yarra Valley. Craig Rail joins us. Good morning, Craig.
Yes, good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all. Of course, Melton was postponed from Friday night to this evening, with the night pistol being the feature there. But here at the Yarra Valley, seven races on the program. First race starts at 11:50. My best is race four, number three, which is Hatchback. First up for trainer Gary Peakin, was a very smart horse when he was last in work. And raced against the top of his age group. He went around at the Shepparton Trials last week. He trailed the Aldebaran Crescent, had a good run in transit, but he was able to get up and win, and they went fast time. Aldebaran Crescent ran along at a genuine tempo, and he looked pretty good in the run to the post. So I think he's ready for a first up tilt. Race four, number three, Hatchback. And I also like race two, number six, Greeno. This horse does drop back in class. He's a 9-times winner in a national ratings 48 to 55 event, and with a couple of scratchings there. Monique Burnett's got a few options with the small field. So race two, number six, Greeno. And the quaddy today starts race four with just the seven races on the program this afternoon in the first leg. Went 3, 4, 7, and 8. I'm keen on Hatchback, but being a first leg of a quaddy, just in case, I'll put in a bit of cover. 4, Don't Touch the Duco. 7, Rigondo, who's been going great guns, and so has number 8, Imperial Countess. Into 1 and 5, Vouchers with a perfect draw, and 10 going with Sierra, who was brilliant first up at Echuca. In the third leg, a very important scratching there of Aisha Beach. So we've put in 2, Dennis William, the first starter. Leaden won a trial at Cramen last week, and 9, Diego's Diamond, so 2 and 9. And we go home with 3, 4, 6, and 9, Divine Diva, the likely leader, Celerina, Izzy Jolie, and the Fortunate Son. So we've gone 3, 4, 7, 8, into 1 and 5, into 2 and 9, into 3, 4, 6, and 9. $64 for a full, $32 for a half, and that's a quick look at Yarra Valley, Gareth.
Thanks for that, Craig. There's Craig Rail. Harness racing tonight, of course, at Melton. That meeting was postponed from Friday night to Monday night after that storm hit Melton there on Friday night. Blake, good morning to you.
Morning, Gareth. Feels a little bit like deja vu, doesn't
it? Yes. Take it away, mate.
All right. On Friday, we mentioned that we don't mind Wobbly in the big race, race 7, number 11, the Group 1 tonight, the Night Pistol. Just love the way he's acquitted himself in two runs against the absolute top liners, third in the Cochrane Trotters Cup behind Dance Craze and Tornado Valley. Then last time in the Great Southern Star, ran on really well. He'll need speed on, but I think there is a bit of speed early, so happy to play him at around $10, race 7, number 11. There are a few others that I'm a little bit keen on. Race 2, number 1, Matamani. She's drawn well. I think she has plenty of options. We'll find out about that form around Love You Babe, but I think it'll work out okay from that inside barrier draw for her. And also race 1, number 13, as a rough in John Luke. drawn outside the second row, but he's got form around General Dodge and Love in a Chevy and these sort of horses at his last couple, so this is much easier. I think he's double figures, so he's worth a bet as well. Race 1, number 13. If you're playing the quaddie, yeah, it's probably not the easiest quaddie of all time to get involved in, but first leg, happy to go, is 9 only. Second leg, 7, 8, 9, 10. Third leg, 9 and 11. Last leg, 6 and 9, but all those options are already up on goodform.trot.com.au.
Catch you for gate speed a little later on, Blake.
Can't wait, Gareth.
There's Blake Redden with his look at Melton there tonight. Greyhound action. There's Ballarat and Shepherd and Victoria. And, of course, there's a big meeting in Tassie tonight, the Launceston Cup. So looking forward to that. Georgie Ferugia, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Where do we start with your best bets? First of all, we'll go to Ballarat.
Yeah, Ballarat. Race 9, number 7, Aston Cannon. I think this is certainly a winnable race. He's won there in 25.90 over the 450s, back to the 390 here. I think it's a bit of a drop in class, and it's a very winnable grade 7 race for him, race 9, number 7. Quaddie numbers at Ballarat, 2, 4, 5, into 2 and 7, into 2 and 3, into 1, 4, 6 and 7. That's at Ballarat. Over to Shepparton, race 4, number 6, all in Mia. Bit of a lib pinger here, and I think she's a big chance despite the box draw. She really hasn't put a foot wrong more recently. Has got the time on the board, and I think she can do it again. Race 4, number 6. Quaddie numbers, 1, 2, 3 and 6 into 4, 7 and 8 into 1, 4 and 7 into number 7 at Shepparton today. And as you mentioned, we've got group racing at Launceston tonight.
OK, mate, who wins the Launceston Cup?
I just can't go past Kay Shan. I mean, he's in such great form. He had two really good wins at Sandown. Led in both the heat and the final, the Paws and Thunder, got beaten by Feral Frankie and King Kratos, who ran second in the Tem Lee, and then absolutely flew to win the Launceston Cup heat. One of only three greyhounds to break 5 seconds to the mark, and that was Eddie's first attempt at it. Despite the box draw, Gareth, very, very hard to beat. $2, of course, he's the brother to Whiskey Riot. Not only is the litter in form, the trainer is as well, and if he just steps clean, I think it'd be incredibly hard to beat.
Let's be honest. Anthony has a party at the moment. Could change you to win the store gift.
Well, I'm not sure about me, but somebody close to the mark, mate. But, yeah, look, he's going very, very well, that's for sure. And, yeah, that win of Whiskey Riot was amazing. Gee, there was a little bit of trouble in that first corner, wasn't there, Garrison? The stewards report does say that Simon told Helen they didn't find any apparent injury. So hopefully that was the case. Once the dog cool down a little bit, and I hope his all systems go for the Australian Cup heats kicking off on Saturday.
There was a hiccup before the start. The power went out and there was a couple of stir-ups, and it's fair to say David Burdett wasn't a happy man before the race of the Temley. He was a little frustrated.
A little bit frustrated, yeah. Look, he probably would have been a little bit edgy as well. Yeah. So I'm sure the group would have rectified that as quick as they could. Always do a really good job at the Meadows. But, yeah, look, the Greyhound was a tardy early, wasn't he? And I suppose the surprise of the race, Gareth, was Slingshot Hammer beginning so well and taking the front. He copped a little bit of interference too, and Whiskey Wright just went around them and was too good. But a nice effort by Slingshot Hammer to finish third in that race as well. So congratulations to you on course, mate. Really loved all the Twitter interaction. It was fantastic.
A little bit of fun will be there for the next couple of weeks as well. Thanks, Georgie. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thanks, mate.